This is what's trending today. The most popular topic on social media on Tuesday was the big Apple event in California. The event took place at the Steve Jobs Theater in Apple's new headquarters in Cupertino, California. People all over the world wanted to know about the new iPhone. The main trending hashtags and topics related to Apple's announcement were hashtag Apple Event, iPhone 8, Steve Jobs Theater, and Apple TV 4K. Others appeared on social media during the event, which continued for over 2 hours. Before Apple chief Tim Cook came on the stage to start the event, one Twitter user wrote that he had fallen asleep waiting. The big news of the day was the iPhone 8 and the chance that an even more advanced iPhone would be revealed. But first, several Apple executives spoke with the audience. One spoke about Apple stores. She said the stores will now be called Town Squares. Lily Rugo is a writer in Boston. She responded to this idea with a joke, saying she will continue to call the place where people go to buy Apple products a store. Apple spoke to its audience about changes to Apple TV and the Apple Watch. The leaders also spoke about how its new campus was built with a number of environmentally friendly features. Paul Haddad wrote, "Apple Park, the reason the iPhone is now $1,200." And after 55 minutes, Apple CEO Tim Cook finally mentioned an iPhone. The audience cheered, and many people watching the event online were relieved. The waiting paid off as Philip Schiller came out to talk about the new phones, iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. About 20 minutes later, when Schiller was done, Tim Cook came back on the stage. He said, "But we're not stopping there. We do have one more thing." After a short music video, Cook presented the iPhone X, and he pronounced the X as the number 10. Schiller returned to discuss the iPhone X. He said, "The main difference from earlier versions of the iPhone is that the screen has no outside border. There is also no home button. For many years, owners used the button at the bottom of the phone to unlock it and get to the main screen. Now there will be a feature called Face ID. The phone will recognize its owner and open the home screen. People will be able to order the iPhone X in late October. It will be available about a week later. It will cost $999. Some people wondered why there will not be an iPhone 9. Others pointed out that the price of Apple stock on the NASDAQ stock exchange fell as soon as Cook announced the new phones. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.